February 8, 2023. After live stream meditation, satsang.
Hey, Sherry.
And the part where it said about your supply, I got it, maybe I hadn't caught it the first time. When you said, this is unity, divinity, grace, something like that, and your supply, that's your supply. I didn't get like that unity, divinity, that's your supply. And then you say your supply is not in the hand of.
I felt how you freed us from this struggle. We were struggling and we had no idea what life is. But so free, you know, you ended the struggle. Every moment we can make a decision, make a choice not to go with the pain and suffering and the struggle. It's huge.
Yeah, actually, you each ended the struggle by yourself, by trusting and putting into use. Yeah, you each comes from your own effort.
There was no way. I mean, step by step, you helped us understand it. There was so much habitual pain and suffering.
Habitual, I understand.
And it was so common because the whole world functions like that, right?
Yeah.
We couldn't see it without you. Thank you.
In this meditation, when you say, I can sit here all day, can you? Or do you want to be a busybody? Get up and rush to fix something, solve something. I see how ridiculous and unreal the problems are. And I understand that the mind, for a moment, I really understand that the mind only wants to fix and solve and then has to have something to fix and solve. And sometimes now in my daily life too, when I hear something and I think that's a problem, I'm so grateful for the fact that I can remember this and just relax. This wheel of fix and solve is not effective and it's not even real.
It's really strange, but I see it in my own life quite often. When the fixing and the solving is not because the mind wants to rush and do it at that very moment, and it gives it urgency, is when it's time to be solved, it gets solved. It is not by hurrying and rushing and being somebody, but everything finds its own time and place to be solved by you, or just get solved. You know, you can have a lot of urgency in your mind and start rushing to fix and solve is one approach which creates this addiction to allowing yourself to move with your mind outward, constantly outward. Or you can stay more relaxed and trust that exactly the prompting comes in the right time to do that task in a very perfect way. But thinking convinces you that now is the time. But if you relax a little bit, either it is the time or it isn't. But you can't tell unless you relax in your own being and not being fooled by running all the time. It's not like we don't do it. It's just the priority is pretty clear. And when we start wanting to solve, what happens is actually the mind just like a computer looks for things to solve. And then we can't relax very well. It's always one thing or the other or the other or the other. And that happens to majority of people. And then it wears them off. So in order to break that habit, it's really good during the day to just stop for a few minutes or a few seconds and just put everything in perspective. And then you see that a lot of things is not hurrying, is not urgent, right? Isn't that all of our experiences?
Yes.
So why am I talking?
It's thanks to you talking.
Yeah.
I mean, this that you just shared, this that you share in this meditation, there's no way to put a value on it. I mean, it makes life... You drew a picture recently, you wrote, life is good. And I remember thinking, now it is. But before, what's good about it? Just a hamster on a wheel. And every word that you speak is more freedom, less imprisonment.
Like for Sohaila, who works at the school, and she seems to be relaxed with the kids. I've seen her before. That is really helping the children, Sohaila. When you are relaxed, somehow they pick it up and become also relaxed and attracted to that relaxation.
I was going to say that during the meditation, as you were talking and I was listening and meditating, there was this warm feeling of trust. I trust your words. I don't know how much of it has been my realization. I don't have any way of measuring that. But this trust was so heartwarming. This true trust that, yes, I hear you.
Yeah. It's nice when that happens.
Sadhu, at the beginning of this audio, you're saying, do we feel ourselves at all? Especially the time that this audio came. Of course, during these years, I was feeling the silence. I was feeling just be, just stay. But something in me really, really, really resisting to say that is yourself. I prefer to say that is sad or that is God or that is silence.
Mm-hmm.
But especially that time, I was just practicing to accept that as myself instead of that thought that this is not me. And still, this is sometimes it's like a, not, I cannot say mantra, but sometimes that when I'm getting busy, it just comes. Do you feel yourself at all? Sometimes then my alarm rings for our 2 hour silence. I just said, thank God that it's time. And
we got so much reminder. We got each other in the community to remind each other. We got programs upon programs. We really have a good system of brainwash ourselves. And then we have our own way of remembering. And then also we have moved from the hustle and bustle of the world much more than before. Our curiosity is pulling back inwardly to ourself, the curiosity. So as the other one is dimming, is the light is going off, this is shining more and more. Mm-hmm. And that's the best service we can give to the world. At, you know, is to be less troublesome and more blessing.
Thank you. How can we say thank you?
Well, the same way that I cannot say thank you. I'm just, I don't know what's going on. I'm grateful most of the time that I'm an instrument.
Depending on the day.
Yes, there are times that I say, but sometimes I do have self-doubt. I am going to voice it so you guys don't feel bad if you have. And I say, what do I know? And then the answer is, I don't know anything. What am I doing? And then I realize that I'm not doing anything. It's just happening. And then I feel happy and move on. I say, okay, I get it again. So I give myself an inner pep talk.
And I also thank you and Mira every day when the silence text comes. They're really beautiful, and I'm grateful for them too.
And they're very
potent. I'm really grateful for them too.
Yeah, they're very good and appropriate every day for what it is, I'm sure.
At Saturn, we started to have a reminder, something in ourselves. I mean, something just tell us, this is time to sit down. You are running a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, we all do. That's why I was wondering why I'm saying it again. Yeah?
It wasn't like that before. I mean, I remember many years ago, I would blame myself, why didn't I go to watch the DVDs or do some stuff? And I was losing in the middle of the world. Mm-hmm. And I really clearly remember
it
that.
It always is a little bit of a struggle in the beginning, yeah.
But now I am more confident because I know that when I go out a lot, something says sit down.
Yeah. Well, you see, you get enough guidance from one as in the physical world, and then the inner catches you. And when it catches you, you're being reminded because you've been fed good, wholesome food, organic. And now...
It almost feels like the fake feels so much more painful.
The what?
The fake.
Yeah.
Feels so much more painful.
That is so true. Who was it today was saying? You were saying that I can't be fake anymore.
It's too painful.
Too painful. And even anything fake looks... Mm-hmm.
When you associate with a God or your divinity, then the old feels very painful, thank God. Mm-hmm. Where before the pain was less. That's it.